Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Grow by Cassandra podcast. It has been a minute, and I am so excited that you guys clicked the button to listen to the message. I was about to say the sermon. I'm trying not to preach. But the session for today. You guys, so I was thinking, you know, some of the reason why these podcasts, there's space in between, because I'm like, I really want it to be good. What do I have to say? Is that, no, that's watered down. Or, to be honest, I just procrastinate. I put it off, and then a week, two, three, four, five, six goes by. So I am setting the intention right now to podcast weekly. And today we're going to talk about this tendency that we all have to procrastinate or to delay. So if you clicked here, you read Don't Delay, you saw the episode title, and you're like, I gotta listen. So I want to challenge myself and you to think this way. Instead of waiting for perfect, we are going to rest in the promise of our purpose. I'll repeat it. Don't worry. Instead of waiting for perfect, rest in the promise of your purpose. Let's start with the end in mind. Where are we going? Where are we headed? And start with the end in mind. The key word is to start, right? How do you know that a race has started? You hear the sound of the gun or the ready, set, go, and then you see the runners begin to run and the race has started. What if the gun goes off and nobody starts moving? Maybe the time clock has, you know, started, but has the race really begun? Probably not. In a lot of cases, we're racing against ourselves. So it's not a competition. It's not a competitive thing. It's the challenge, and sometimes the challenge of disciplining ourselves and walking in a bit of faith to just get started. Start with the end in mind. Don't delay. So I started thinking about don't delay, start with the end, start with the end. What's the end? Okay, what's the end in mind? Started thinking about that, and I thought about vision. And then I know, like, this scripture is ingrained in my heart. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So there's two parts. And usually when it comes to vision, we hear that first part, the A clause, where there is no vision, the people perish. So I know I've talked to you guys before about creating a vision board and having a goal poster and writing down your goals for the year, but it's all true. It's a biblical principle, and it works when you set your mind, your vision, your heart, your vision, your eyes, your ears, your vision on the end. What's the opposite of perish? I think about flourishing. I think about thriving. So I want to, again, compel you to start and don't delay. When I die, I want to be empty. I want all of my ideas, my dreams. I might have something on my deathbed and pass it off to my children. Like, go ahead and run with this. I want to be completely empty because I have so many ideas. I know God has given me gifts and talents. He's given you those things as well. And we want to pour out. Now, when I say empty, I don't mean I want to be defeated and looking crazy on earth. I just want to make sure that what comes into my mind and my heart, that I am able to flow and pass that by action. Sometimes you might hear, man, you're doing too much. You and this, you and that, you know, you got this started. I can't keep up with you. And a lot of times we would think of that as something negative, and try to slow down or put some things down. But if those are dreams, goals, ideas, desires that God has implanted that you're passionate about, I say run with it. The status quo is to sit still. The status quo is to take forever to do one thing, keep talking about what you're about to, getting ready to, fixing to, be going to do, right? The status quo is to speak in future and not in presence. People don't ask Diddy to sit down. They're not saying Beyonce does too much. No one said Oprah, really? Another endeavor? These people have the same 24 hours and they maximize that time. The same 24 hours that we do. Think about what time they might wake up, what they might fill their day with, what they might need to feed themselves throughout the day, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. And they maximize that 24 hours, right? All of that is worked out in their day. So they didn't do too much. And all that they've done and all that we will do and all that we are doing is going to outgrow our failures and our disappointments. Many of us, this is my story, have been disappointed to the extent that we've slowed down or we've even stopped, or we have not gotten started on some of the ideas that we have. Our failures and our disappointments have allowed us to not pivot, but to full on stop. And that's not okay. This is the episode where I tell you that if you keep going, or if you get started and don't delay, you will outgrow your failures and your disappointments. I want to insert, for people who may need some other examples, Bishop T.D. Jakes. He does many things well. He started preaching. I want to insert Joyce Myers. She does many things well, and she started speaking. She may have even started with writing. Yolanda Adams, she does many things well. And if you don't know, check her out. She does many things well, but she started with singing. So there are people like you and me who decided to start with the end in mind. They got started and they were able to outgrow their failures and disappointments. And we can too. I started as an educator. I love to teach. But how I start is not how I will finish. There is more. There is bigger. There is greater. There is massive impact that we all have. And it could be in our circle. It could be outside of our circle. It could be the legacy that we are creating and the generations that come after us. My challenge to you is to start with the end in mind. Trust that you will outgrow your fears, failures, and disappointments. And how you start is not how you'll finish. But you'll only finish. You will only finish if you start. So back to the analogy of a race, I ran track, so that speaks to me, right? I can see, literally, if I close my eyes, I can see that there is a race, the gun goes off, maybe nobody has started, and then someone decides to take the first step. It gives permission to the other runners to take their steps, to find their stride, and to keep going and keep going and keep going. And even the person who finishes in last place starts and finishes their race. And they don't finish how they started. And that's the goal. If we dissect your day, is there evidence that you did not delay? Because slow and steady wins the race. I say fitness is a goal. Every day I start or complete and continue the goal of fitness. I say finance is a goal. To thrive in finances, to be financially free and wealthy. Every day I take strides in that direction. I have started and I will continue. Relationships. Flourishing, thriving, blooming, blossoming relationships are a goal for me. And so every day I look for the opportunities to continue in that race. Do not delay. And if you've been listening, I don't know if I told you guys this, but rest is one of my goals. To create a lifestyle of rest. And that doesn't mean that I nap all day or I take vacations every week. Although those things sound really, really, you know, enticing, it means that I create the systems, the habits, the routines that allow me to find rest in my everyday endeavors. It is possible, guys, to get started, to stay on track, and to not delay. Remember, you start with the end in mind, which means that you start. As you journey, you will outgrow your fears, failures, and disappointments. For sure, without a doubt in my mind, you will. And just trust and believe and know that how you start is not how you'll finish. Keep your eye on the vision, keep your eye on the prize, and keep going. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. What's implied and what we can derive from this scripture is that where there is vision, the people flourish. You are people that will flourish. You are the person that's meant to flourish. Don't delay. Get started. Stay on the track and finish strong. I hope that you got something from that. I hope that you enjoyed. And if you know somebody else that needs the message, don't delay. Don't delay. Take that idea. Run with it. Go with it. Stride. Finish strong. I want you to share this episode with them. And then tell me what you thought. You can find my episodes on all of the platforms that play your podcast. And I, as always, appreciate your support. If you don't do anything else until we meet again, I want you to make sure that you grow.